won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh my gosh, here we are. We're fighting every day right here on the MG Show. I look red. Hi, guys. Welcome to the MG Show. I think I moved my camera. Sorry about that, Yeti. But welcome to the MG Show, where we fight every day just for the truth. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. A fact is a fact, whether we like it or not. There's no his truth. There's no your truth. There's no the truth. It's just the truth. And the truth is learned, never told. Without any further ado, for Flannel Friday, I hope you got your flannels on. We're going to need them here in Florida. Shady Groove, welcome to the MG Show. My partner in justice, Shady Groove.
We absolutely need flannel out here in the Oregon country. It's a little bit chilly, but much love to all of you guys out there. Wow, look at what is happening. Look at what you're doing. Look at the momentum that you are gaining right now. You've got Joe Biden, who loses documents, and then they come out there and he's trying to explain how he lost the documents, and then they find another trove of documents that he lost, and then he's trying to explain that, and then guess what? Another location. Imagine that. All hypocrisy, all on display for you and your friends to be red-pilled to the truth, and you are seeing it right now. Hypocrisy on perfect display, and it's even recent in people's minds, Jeff. They haven't forgotten that Donald Trump was raided at Mar-a-Lago back in August. Too close to call, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm about ready to sing some Red Man here.
Let's do it.
Yeah. We've got an amazing show for you. It's an important show. I think we're going to talk a lot about, you know, right now that they're the Pfizer COVID vaccine and others are under harsh glare from the FDA, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Foreign research is showing serious side effects. We're seeing everybody drop dead, Shady Groove. I mean, heart attacks, cardiac arrests. 2 years after the first jab, guys, I mean, here we are, and, you know, people close to me are losing friends and family as well. This is not funny. It's not funny. It's not a game. Kankoa did a great thread today. We're going to talk about that. There's a Twitter file supplemental. We're going to talk about that. I mean, you do not want to miss this show today. We're going to show you that this jab goes all the way up to Hussein Obama in 2016. It started. I mean, we saw... Remember that one video, Shady, of Fauci saying that the next president is going to have a pandemic on their hands? Like, they knew this. Yep. This is all knowingly. And then you got, you know, Bill Gates several years ago saying, oh, if we do a really good job on vaccines, I'm a eugenist and I want to kill you, we can limit the population by 10%. Maybe it's even more than that. But these jabs. This is not funny, folks. And, you know, because... we talk about this stuff, they censor us. That is a form of mind control, Shady.
And it's also a form of violence. If you grew up being an American, the idea that your free speech is being censored is violence, especially if it's coming from on high of the government and working in tandem with eugenicists all around the world. Matter of fact, they're all gathered right now over in Davos, and your FBI director is over there with them, along with Brian Kemp, Gretchen Whitmer, and Pritzker. They all decided they needed to go to the WEF. There's very important work to do there. They don't have enough work in their respective states to do. They've got to go over and hobnob with Klaus Schwab.
Satanist must Satan, Shady Groove.
They're going to do what they're going to do, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, so let's get into this, Shady Groove. Like, you know, we're not sponsored by Lucifizer. Yeah, I've rejected my vaccine. Press 17 if you guys have rejected the vaccine and passed the test of discernment.
I did.
Press 17. I want to see all those. And by the way, while you're there, go to Field of Greens, fieldofgreens.com right here. Use code MG Show right here. There it is, fieldofgreens.com. You're going to love it. You know, you got all these extra pounds from Christmas and the holidays, you know, and they're, oh, all the weight loss pills are out now. Oh, if your kid is obese and he's 12, let's feed him aggressively with drugs and maybe surgery. Or how about eating right? How about working out? How about the good old days, Shady Groove? You know, if you eat 5 healthy servings of vegetables a day, you're going to be fine. You're going to fruits and vegetables. And this Field of Greens is science-backed formula. I've got it right here. You're going to want to go to use code MG show. So they know. But you know, I the weight will restart your metabolism. The weight will fall off. It's starting, you know, to fall off on me, and I'm regaining muscle and everything like that. Cause I'm eating better, Shady Groove. It's simple. And I'm working out, I'm doing cardio. You know, so if you get the proper nutrition, it does reboost your metabolism. It reboots it, guys. So burn calories faster and lose weight the healthier way, the healthy way, not with a pill from some eugenicist. Field of Greens is the only brand backed by a better health promise. Yes, you'll look and feel better. I think I look and feel better. I feel better anyways. I can't promise you the look, Shady Groove, but I do feel better.
You do feel better. I was just feeling. It was good.
Ooh. Ooh. When you go, the greater proof will come when you go to your next checkup and the doctor says, wow, you've lost weight. Keep up what you're doing. Keep it up. And, you know, we'll get you started with 15% off today. Fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG show and 10% if you sign up. Again, fieldofgreens.com. Use code MG show for 15% off. And it tastes great. There's many flavors to choose from. You know, maybe you want to try a couple. But fieldofgreens.com, use promo code MG show. Shady Groove, that's where we're at. And we also are not funded by Lucifizer. We're funded by you. And we have Yeti. He's ready to roll that beautiful boom footage. Let's get it out of the way. We'll be right back.
Let's do it.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
I don't even know. The producer is insane. I think we have the most insane producer in the world, but we're happy to have him. Yeah. Let me know when we come back because I have no idea. You're like 854-867-5309. What? Anyways,
welcome
back.
That's Jenny. Don't call Jenny.
You're going to want to call 800-873-0478. 800-873-0478. And use code MGSHOW anywhere on MyPillow.com. Thank you guys very much for that. And Shady, again, we are not brought to you by...
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer. ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer. Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer. CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer. Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer. Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. brought to you by Pfizer. This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer. No. Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer. This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get back some
Pfizer.
We need to play that every day.
And that's funny, but not funny, Shady. I mean, it's the weirdest thing. I know we laugh at it. We think it's, but it's not funny. And we're going to go through this a little bit today, too, because, I mean, think about the odds of being on camera and collapsing.
It's insane. It's insane. And you would think we would have seen at least one instance of that sometime prior to the last 3 years. And I never remember seeing that.
You know, not really, no. It's crazy, right? It's funny, but it's sad, really, Renan. Exactly right. You know, we do kind of laugh at this and everything, but, you know, it's kind of not funny. It's a big problem, and we can't talk about it because what are they going to do to us, Shady Groove?
They're going to censor us.
Yeah. Wow, you got, you know, Joe Biden being a criminal. Up, censor. Can't say that. Oh, by the way, I just want to really quick just point this out. Donald J. Trump does another Q confirmation, retruths a video with a Q post prominently placed in it, Shady Groove.
A good Q post, too.
Yeah, here we go.
I flew in with some of our great congressmen who we're going to introduce in a second, and I said to him, Congressman, what do you think? I can straighten it out fast. Should we just go in? No, sir.
Yeti, full screen? Are you having problems?
Let people see what radical left
we can see
Democrats
you, Shady.
Will do all right. To our country.
There we go. All right. Yep. So we had some issues, but that Q post was the one that we always say. You cannot tell the people the truth. We have to show them.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The precipice.
Right. And I can't read, you know, let's just go ahead and let me just read it. So sometimes you can't tell the people the truth. You must show them. Only when people find the will to change, it had to be this way. This is not another 4-year election. God wins. Q. I mean, look at that, Shady Groove. Right there. Right there. And Donald J. Trump retruthed that. So if you're telling me that there's no Q, well, apparently there is, Shady Groove. Sorry, fellas.
There is. And another thing to mention is the idea that you can't handle too much. Someone texted me yesterday, made a mention of we need something bigger. No, we don't. Because the truth of the matter is the only way a brainwashed person can be red-pilled is to witness hypocrisy. That's the only way to get you to snap out of it. Just understand that the reason that they're brainwashed to begin with is because they think they know. They've been already taught. They've been already told. So in their minds, they know all of these things. They're not really curious. So effectively, what they have done is they've erased humanity's curiosity. So until you see something that is hypocritical, i.e., look what you're seeing now with Donald Trump and Joe Biden in these documents, you don't really snap out of it. You know, I would like to mention the Out of Shadows movie. In the very beginning of that movie, Mike says, why do you believe what you believe? That moment in that movie snaps people out of it. It gives them that little taste of like, wait a minute, why do you know, asking that question to yourself. And so I think that's a very effective red pill. And we can't have big chunks, Jeff. We can't eat the whole elephant at the same time. We have to do it one bite at a time. And people are getting it. I think we are reaching the precipice of hypocrisy right now for people to understand that, hey, you know, this guy, Joe Biden, is he's on the slide down right now, fellas.
Yeah. So I posted, you know, something about vaccines, and, you know, Truth Hammer comes up and says, you know, if vaccines are effective, we could reduce population by 10%. Bill Gates. So I actually went ahead and said, this is a great reminder. Thank you, Truth Hammer, for that. The eugenicists, they don't want you to live. So let's take a vaccine from them. I mean, what is the logic? And let's watch. Here we go.
It has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
Funny, isn't it?
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
It's not funny.
Sobering. Okay. The audience, you keep, you know, in that clip, the audience applauds him. He says that and the audience applauds him. It's literally like the sheep asking to be slaughtered. It's unbelievable.
So let's take a look at what
eugenics
means, Shady Groove. Eugenics is the study of how to arrange reproduction with human population to increase the occurrence of heritable characteristics regarded as desirable. Developed largely by Sir Francis Galton as a method of improving the human race. Eugenics was increasingly discredited as unscientific and racially biased during the 20th century, especially after the adoption of its doctrines by the Nazis in order to justify their treatment of Jews, disabled people, and other minority groups.
Eugenics.
And that's what Planned Parenthood is about. That's what Jeffrey Epstein was trying to do. That's what Bill Gates is doing. Folks, knock it off. Wake up.
It's what the racists are doing. These are the real racists, the ones that are calling you racist, the ones that are saying you are this and you are that, and every single thing that is said is a racist. That is who these people are. They are attempting to engineer society. Why was Jeffrey Epstein out there trying to multiply his DNA like that? What do these people really think? We have to understand what they think, not what you think or what you would think. And whenever you look from their perspective, you can see very, very clearly what the agenda here is and what the agenda for Earth is. Absolute total control. That's what they think that this vaccine is engineered. As a matter of fact, I think that they think that this has worked. I think that they don't understand how many people are like you, purebloods, how much resistance there is out there. And I'd like to also add to that how much resistance would have been out there regarding this vaccine had you not had Q. Had you not had the preliminary understanding that all hell was going to break loose or come at you, you were prepared for it to some degree. Look at your friends and family who didn't understand any of it. They weren't prepared for what hit them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we've got that. So what I want to do, Shady Groove, is go into Redacted with Clayton Morris. Really like this guy. And there's a couple of things. There's one specific report that he did, and I want to cover it today and play a segment from Redacted with Clayton Morris. It's bombshell documents reveal COVID-19 cover-up goes straight to the top, a.k.a. Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama. Let's go. We're going to watch this together. Here we go.
Well, to our top story now, a bombshell new report shows that the Department of Defense, yes, the Pentagon, controlled the COVID-19 program from the very beginning, and everything we were told was political theater, basically to cover it up, right down to the FDA vaccine approval process. It was all theater. That means that human beings were used as props, essentially. According to newly obtained documents, the Pentagon used a combination of shady approval authorizations that are still in use, including the PREP Act, the Emergency Use Authorization, and other transaction authority, the OTA, all of which shielded big pharma agencies, medical participants that delivered unregulated vaccines from any liability and protected them, basically. We've gone through a lot of these documents and just showed how they are not on the hook for any of this liability. These new documents were obtained by a former executive of a pharmaceutical contract research organization. That person is Sasha Lyudapova, and Sasha joins us now to tell us what she's uncovered. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Sasha.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. This is intense. I mean, when you first uncovered these documents, did your jaw just hit the floor, or did you know that this is what you were going to find based on the breadcrumbs you were already uncovering?
Well, I was really shocked. I was working on this for quite some time. So my first finding was that these products were not good manufacturing practice compliant. And that I found right away when they started being rolled out due to extreme variability of adverse events and deaths that were reported per each lot of the so-called vaccine. So that was very shocking to me as a pharmaceutical professional, because we know how high-quality pharmaceuticals typically must be manufactured. You know, they have to be very, very consistent. There should be practically no variation lot to lot in terms of toxicities or any other performance characteristics. And these products were varying about 1,000 times lot to lot. So that was extremely concerning. And I didn't realize why that was happening, but I just knew that they were not good manufacturing practice compliant. I later confirmed that through regulatory documents. And then the final piece of the puzzle was when I was able to see all these contracts from the DoD. They were released based on Freedom of Information requests and also Securities and Exchange Commission disclosures. And when I saw those contracts, there were around 400 that are now available for all COVID, so-called COVID countermeasures, including vaccines. I realized that was really what was going on. The Department of Defense used a very shady contracting practices
Poor and shady.
Also used several laws that were put in place previous to COVID to do this, to shield pharmaceutical companies, to not conduct proper clinical trials, to do a lot of fraudulent, I would say, manipulations of public perception, and all in collusion, obviously, with mainstream media and these pharma companies. And so as a result, we have this theatrical performance called clinical trials, but they were actually not real. They did not, based on the laws that are used here and invoked in this process, clinical trials are not required at all. And in fact, they cannot be conducted.
I mean, there's many really troubling parts of the story. We'll unpack a few of them, but that one stands out to me perhaps at the top of the list is the theatrics that were put in place for these trials. So there were human beings in many ways being used as props to paint the veneer that they were somehow going through deep trials to make sure that we were all safe with these vaccines. And you have, I know there was a, for instance, a 13-year-old girl. They in fact had an ad, the Vaccine Safety Council had put out an ad that was going to run during the Super Bowl, and it was yanked by Comcast. They wouldn't allow it to air, which shows a perfectly healthy 13-year-old girl who went through this particular trial and then ended up having all sorts of adverse events. So these people were used as props, essentially, right?
That's Maddie.
Yes, exactly. And so the clinical trial subjects were deceived. But importantly, most of the clinical trial sites and investigators were also deceived, and most of the FDA employees were deceived, because this particular scam is driven from the top. Only few people, as far as I understand, at the top of these organizations, the Department of Defense, HHS, FDA, BARDA, their legal counsels, they know. But then the rest of the regular employees and rank and file, and especially clinical trial subjects, of course, were kept in the dark. And in fact, under Obama Administration Cures Act, amended, I believe, the emergency use authorization, or the, not emergency, the informed consent requirements, such that subjects don't have to be necessarily informed of what's going on if it's deemed not in their best interest. And so again, through it's too long to go into the legal history. There is very extensive research, hundreds of pages of documents on legal history of this. But the laws that they're invoking to run this program do not require informed consent, and also do not require the clinical trials.
So the people,
and they're not under
FDA. I'm sorry, this is unbelievable. So the people involved in these trials, they don't need to be informed about what is happening?
Yes, exactly. So the informed consent rules have been amended under Obama to say that if it's not in the best interest of the subject, who decides if it isn't? But that's what it says. So, you know, these types of things can be concealed from people, that this actually under emergency use authorization used during public health emergency, this is very critical. That's why they keep extending public health emergency beyond any, we don't have any emergency, but they keep extending it. Why? Because they need this. Under public health emergency, emergency use authorized these kinds of medications, countermeasures, that's a key word. These are not vaccines, they're countermeasures. So all these three together, they can use it this way. They don't have to inform the subjects what it is. They can use a lot of secrecy. They don't have to run clinical trials. They're not required because these products cannot be investigational products. That's what the law says. If they cannot be investigational products, then we don't have any investigation. We don't have any clinical trial subjects. So that's how they're pulling this off.
So it's at the Pentagon. It's at the Department of Defense. You talked about countermeasures. And of course, I think what we all think of immediately is foreign threat, right? That this is, you're dealing with the Pentagon, right? It's supposed to protect us against foreign adversaries. So how is COVID a foreign adversary? And how is this being run through the Pentagon?
That's a great question. So from the very beginning, turns out that the Trump administration and subsequently Biden administration treated this COVID as war, as an act of war, because the National Security Council is setting COVID response policy, which is National Security Council doesn't have any health department representatives, only defense and intelligence. And so National Security Council sets policy for COVID. HHS is not setting policy. HHS is not lead agency in response of it. They are managing information. So the top of the government is treating it as an act of war. And they're telling all of us, oh, it's a health event. It's a naturally evolved virus, jumped from a bat. And don't even mention, lab creation, because you'll be canceled on social media immediately and censored, right? So right from the start, we have huge deception going on. What in fact they're treating as war, they're telling people it's health event.
And we learned from the Twitter file, Sasha, just this past week, the latest round of Twitter files, that the Biden administration was actively going after and trying to censor anybody who talked about lab leak theories and talked about Wuhan lab. And we're going after this idea that this came from a bat, came out of a lab. And so they were actively trying to censor that narrative. So this was all coordinated. And we know that multiple agencies were actively, of course, going after Twitter and social media companies and trying to keep this quiet. In these documents, does your research show, just how deeply does this go? And how widespread is the Pentagon's tentacles in this? Does it reach to Dr. Fauci? Does it reach to other main agencies?
Well, yes. So they're all in fact coordinating this. In fact, there is they even set up in 2013. So by the way, the pre-planning goes years, at least 2012, 2013, based on the contracts and based on the documents that I have uncovered. So for example, there is Pandemic Enterprise. It's a quasi-private, quasi-government enterprise that's been set up in 2013 that involves 10 heads of federal agencies. It's called PEMC, the abbreviation. And so 10 heads of federal agencies, including Department of Defense, HHS, FDA, NIH, Department of Agriculture, Energy, Veterans Affairs. So all of them together get together and secretly discuss these kinds of countermeasures, very secretly. So there is their memorandum of understanding pasted on FDA's website. And most of it, 90% of it, deals with how we're going to keep everything secret between each other, all the confidentiality disclosures, how we're going to communicate about this. So we have this cabal form with a lot of secrecy and a lot of procedures to maintain secrecy about pandemic responses in 2013.
It's almost like they knew this was coming. I mean, this is where we talk about conspiracy theories on this show. I mean, it's all true. I mean, this is unbelievable.
So there it is, all in
2013. It's all laid out.
It's laid out how they're going to keep everything secret. And I wonder why what's supposed to be a health event is so secret from the public. So how is this even, you know, so then they're treating it as war. Then again, telling us it's health. So here we go. So they're covering up military activity with this representation of health event and health, a response to a health threat. So that's where people are not informed right away and being deceived. And then, you know, because they've invoked these set of laws and they're using countermeasures, not even vaccines. So countermeasures are not pharmaceutical products. Countermeasures is it's all different category.
So to be clear, then it's not technically a vaccine, right? It's just a countermeasure.
Countermeasure, and specifically Department of Defense ordered them from private manufacturers as prototypes. So people were never told, oh, come over, get injected with countermeasure prototype. Were they?
No, and they weren't told that, right? Because as you pointed out, they were not on a need-to-know basis, right? So they didn't have to have informed consent. So here's a prototype we're going to inject you with, just like the 13-year-old girl we featured at the beginning here and talked about. Mm-hmm. Would her family have allowed that if they knew that this was just a prototype?
Absolutely not. No, people were told, oh, this is vaccine. This is safe and effective. It's been tested rigorously. By the way, no testing of safety have been done. They have not done any animal trials. They have not completed any animal trials, not even started them before they started mass injecting people in human trials. And that's a complete violation of all regulations everywhere in the world, including FDA. And again, nobody was told that. They said, oh, it's been tested. It's been in development. We've done preclinical trials. And they've done none. They just went straight into people and injecting this girl who is now paralyzed, as far as I understand.
And so some of the, well, you know, from being an executive of a pharmaceutical contract research organization and studying these contracts extensively, that they are completely shielded from... They have immunity here. They have basically, you know, no liability for Pfizer, Moderna, any of these companies, right? They're totally protected. Is that what the documents show you?
Yes. In the DOD contracts that I've reviewed, there is a separate clause that's a PREP Act clause in all of them. And it says that, you know, under PREP Act, you're covered person or covered entity. And in fact, everyone along the supply chain, so not just the manufacturers, but all of their suppliers, raw material suppliers, the delivery people, the pharmacy or hospital, whoever injects these products, they're all considered HHS employees, regardless where they work. They're all considered HHS employees, government employees, for the purposes of this exercise. And the product, this countermeasure prototype, military biowarfare agent, is owned by the Department of Defense throughout this process until it gets injected into the person. Nobody takes possession of it. So that's how they completely protect themselves from any liability. Now, it doesn't mean that people shouldn't go after everyone, including the vaccinators, and those will be thrown under the bus first, obviously, because they're little people. But everyone should go after the vaccinators who did not provide informed consent, to after the manufacturers, after the hospitals. And I encourage everyone to do that because this is important.
Yeah. I mean, we've had so many of our viewers, and you can let us know in the chat right now as you're watching our show. We've had so many of our viewers, tens of thousands of our viewers, tell us on a regular basis, either someone close to them. I mean, last night we had a mother tell us that of her five children, one of them has died. I mean, that we have this every night on our show. Stories of this on our show. So it's unbelievable. I'll get you out of here on this question, Sasha, which is about the future. So they planned this in 2013 as if they already knew this was coming. But it sounds like from my reading of this, they're already planning the next one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're running the script. So the next important thing that they want to do is to give up our sovereignty to WHO under the international health regulations, meaning that WHO now can announce pandemic whenever they feel like it, which they did with this one anyway. It was only 40 cases worldwide, and they decided it's a global pandemic, which is ridiculous. But now they can announce a pandemic whenever they feel like it. Maybe there's a pandemic of trees. Maybe there's a pandemic of goats. And they will come up and say, oh, it's a climate change pandemic. And everybody goes into lockdown. And our government and Biden administration specifically want to give up our national sovereignty so that whenever WHO decides that this is a pandemic, we have to go in and implement all of their ridiculous lockdown and murder protocols that they dream up, right? So that's how it's going to be. And so that's what we need to write to our congressional representatives about and protest, and to our state governments. The state governments need to say, no, we're not going to give up our sovereignty. Federal government cannot decide for us. And so that's what needs to happen, because within the next year, they're going to put this in place.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's very little any of these countries can do right now. We've had Africa stand up to the WHO.
So we're going
to
leave it there. You know, Shady Groove, we got a House bill on the floor saying defund the WHO. We've got somebody standing up here within our country as well. Shady, they keep talking about Maddie as well. And we covered that pretty extensively on our show, Shady.
Yeah, and man, that was really good, the in-depth nature for her to explain that, because again, so many new people coming to the conversation and trying to understand. But I think it was yesterday or the day before, the Biden administration has continued the emergency powers here in America. You know, so what she's saying right there, they are attempting to set up something else. And we saw that horrible video of Jimmy Fallon. Oh my gosh, she's all telling us what the name of the new variant is. So
this is the censors, this commercial. I've got the whole commercial right here. Here we go.
President Biden, this is Maddie. She's 13 and wants to be a nurse. When the COVID vaccine became available, she volunteered for the Pfizer clinical trial. She wanted to help. This is her now.
I need to take this out. Okay.
There are others across the country like her, but they are ignored by the FDA and the media. You said it was safe. Maddie stepped up to help America. Who's going to step up to help Maddie?
Paid for by the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation.
Think about how many people don't have a voice that's happening to. How many parents that have children that are injured or maimed or destroyed or killed, even maybe, they have no idea. You know, they have no idea that they took them. I mean, out here in Oregon, man, they literally had a parking lot with a couple of tents set up in a parking lot and, you know, line backed up around the fairgrounds all the way out to the highway whenever they initiated this for children, and everybody just getting in line. I cannot imagine my mother taking me to a parking lot to get a shot from some guy outside of the minivan as I'm driving through. It's unbelievable what we have witnessed in the last 2.5 years. And they're trying as hard as they can to make you think that this is normal, that this was going on before. This is far from normal, everyone.
Yeah. I mean, this is knowingly, Shady Groove. You know, Fauci actually came out and said the next, I'm trying to actually see it. I'm just trying to see if it's there, but you know, we've got Fauci saying that, I'm just trying to see if I can find it, but I can't find it, but we've got it here saying that, you know, the next administration is going to be under a pandemic before Donald J. Trump. In 2016, he said that. This has been set up since 2013, guys. You know,
I think that if I'm not mistaken, I think that he said that between the time that Donald Trump was elected in November and the time that he took office in January, if I'm remembering correctly, because he made that prediction knowing that they weren't going to be in control of the administration going forward. I'm pretty sure that's what
he did. Well, we'll have to make sure, because I was trying to find it. I can't find it. It's in our channel on Telegram, Shady.
I'm looking.
But, you know, yeah, it's just, there's just so much happening, guys. There's so much happening. These people are sick. The CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're going to have some answering to do, Shady.
They're going to have a lot of answering to do because they've done none so far. There has been no answer so far. They're continuing. Dr. Fauci will come out there and tell you that COVID came from a pangolin still. And Jeff doesn't want to be a bat, and it's Flannel Friday.
Nope. So, Shane, the World Health Organization right here of Europe, and I'm starting to get that weird echo again. This is a vaccine crisis communication manual, a step-by-step guide for national immunization programs. Shady. coordinate and look at this, guys. Inform the public. This is a scam, folks. If I've ever seen one, this is a scam.
Did that reduce it?
So this is a scam, Shady. Yeah.
It is. It is a big time scam. It's more than a scam. This is genocide. This is genocide against the planet, against planet Earth. Genocide against every race, every creed. They have no, they don't care exactly who you are. They just care that you are a person and you are the carbon that they're trying to reduce.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You know, I'm just trying to see if I can find that video, but I cannot find it. And I just locked up. So we're going to go over Kankoa the Great. He just did a great Substack as well. We had Lisa Marie Presley, Shady Groove. Basically just, you know, have cardiac arrest, 54 years old. You know, you've got this email from Fauci right here. This is how the virus was created. It tells you how they did it. We've got the email. They know. It's a coronavirus bioweapon production method. Okay? It's a bioweapon. And we can't tell you that or we'll get censored. If you say that on you know, social media, you're done.
I saw a post where she had made a post in March. Lisa Marie Presley made a post just March of 2022 saying that she wanted to be with her friends and family. She wanted to get back to normal. And so she went and took the vaccine. So she's only, that was less than a year ago.
Mm. All right. So this is a thread from Kankoa the Great. This guy is amazing. This is the thread. Suddenly collapsed. Why are so many professional athletes and public figures collapsing on live television? Damar Hamlin, Sergio Aguero, Jessica Robb, Victor Lindolf, Heather McDonald, Samuel Kalu. There are 40 plus sudden death collapses since January 2021. Le regard timide, les mains toutes abîmées, taillé la pierre, fils d'ouvrier. Il en était fier, mais pourquoi vous riez? Non, ne le jugez pas. Vous qui ne connaissez pas les vertiges et le lapin. Vous êtes faussement heureux, vous troquez vos valeurs. Lui, il est tout mon monde et bien plus que ça. Seul, je crie son nom quand vient le désarroi. Et puis tout s'effondre quand il n'est plus là. J'aimerais tellement lui dire, mais je n'ose pas. Lui qui me fait tourner dans le vide, vide, tourner dans le vide, vide, tourner dans le vide. Il m'a fait tourner dans le vide, vide, vide. Bien me dire ce qui est arrivé. Depuis qu'il est parti, je n'ai pu me relever. Ce n'est plus qu'un souvenir, une larme du passé, coincée dans mes yeux, qui ne veut plus s'en aller. On ne rit pas. Vous qui ne connaissez pas les vertiges et la douleur. Ils sont superficiels, ils ignorent tout du cœur. Lui, c'était tout mon monde, et bien plus que ça. J'espère le revoir là-bas dans l'au-delà. Aidez-moi tous ces fonds, puisqu'il n'est plus là. Si tu montes l'amour, beau soldat, que tu me fais tourner dans la vie de vie.
Visibly upset after watching him take a look. Number of ODU players were seen crying, looking on, and hoping their teammate was okay.
Wow, Shady. So that's
hard to watch.
It's 40 plus sudden collapses since January 2021.
1 year. Or what, 2 years? Caught on tape.
Yep. The CEO of One American Insurance Company publicly disclosed that during the third and fourth quarters of 2021, death in people of working age 18 to 64 was 40% higher than it was before the pandemic. Significantly, the majority of deaths were not attributed to COVID. Life insurance CEO, working age death rate up by whopping 40%. Ed Dowd Edward on Twitter, a former BlackRock portfolio manager and author of the new bestseller, Cause Unknown, a 40% increase in deaths is earth shaking. Even 10% increase in excess deaths would have been one in 200 year event, but this was 40%. Number three, Society of Actuaries Research Institute published its COVID-19 mortality survey report, Q3 2021. Look at that shady groove. Between 25 and 34, 181% increase of mortality, right? With vaccine mandates. Under vaccine mandates, the death rate was over 181% from 25 to 34, 34 to 44, 217%, 45 to 54, 208%, 55 to 64, 170%. Excess deaths increased red and orange as Biden administration and corporations forced vaccine mandates. Shady Groove, we're going to be leaving Brighton.tv here in a minute. We're going to continue with this thread. We've got a lot more in hour number two. Please tune in to rumble.com/MG show for more. But we're going to continue with this thread right here and use brighttown.tv. We love you. Happy Flannel Friday. Rumble.com/MG show is where we're live and we can see all those people dropping. Also, Red State Talk Radio. I know that was just music. You couldn't hear it. But if you want to go see it, go to rumble.com/MG show and find the latest show, our Friday show. And you can watch all of those people. Drop, Shady Groove.
Yeah, that's pretty much the simplest way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. Let's keep going. This is number four. The increase in death rate of working age people also appears in the CDC's mortality database. From February 21 to March of 22, millennials experienced the equivalent of a Vietnam War with more than 60,000 excess deaths. And that's from usmortality.com, Shady Groove. Look at this. This is before the pandemic. Look at this. And look at now, after the shots.
Isn't that interesting that they just so happened to engineer the amount of deaths of a war without having to have said war? How coincidental.
Yeah. Number five, excess working age people also increased in these European nations after mRNA vaccines were introduced. Austria, Spain, Italy, Netherlands, Denmark, Belgium, France. Excess death percentage during pandemic from 2020 to 2022. Before vax, gray. After vax, blue.
Wow. Find it interesting that they don't really talk about any Asian countries in that.
Number six, as previously documented, Pfizer has habitually engaged in illegal marketing practice, practices, bribed physicians, and manipulated studies. Their COVID-19 trial also shows an increased risk of illness and death in the vaccinated group compared to the placebo. Is the government a seamless subsidiary of Pfizer?
Yep.
Good question. Number seven, if the healthiest among us are suddenly collapsing, what would that mean for the rest of the population? Florian Degori, the world's top static breath hold free diver, was diagnosed with myocarditis after the Pfizer mRNA shot. Shady Groove. I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
And it may end his career because he took a vaccine thinking he would do the right thing.
Yep. No more free diving.
Take this one, Shady.
Number eight, professional mountain biker Kyle Warner was diagnosed with pericarditis after receiving the Pfizer shot. Here is the Gateway Pundit article where he came on to Dr. Drew to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Number nine, professional football player Emeril Paulson, 28, collapsed on the field and suffered a heart attack during a match in Norway. Number 10, in September 21, professional football player Wassam Abou Ali, 22, collapsed on the field, had a seizure, and was rushed to the hospital. Footy shock. What, vaccine shock? Huh? Number 11, Shady.
In May of 2022, undefeated boxer Musa Ozkan Yamak, 38, collapsed and died in the middle of the ring during a fight in Munich. Like, it happened during the fight.
He collapsed and died.
Yep.
Number 12, in December 2021, Algerian football player Sofiane Lokar, 30, collapsed on the field and died of a heart attack. And number 13, in January 2022, Mali star Osman Koulibaly, 32, suffered a heart attack on the pitch and was given emergency medical attention as the match was abandoned.
لاعب اللي يتم إسعافه في هذه الأثناء لاعب اللي يتم إسعافه في هذه الدقائق يلا سليمة يا كوليبالي سليمة يا كوليبالي بسم الله الله أكبر بسم الله الله أكبر.
They're working on him. They're doing CPR. And they kind of threw their hands in the air, Shady Groove. Number 14 in October 20. You know what? It's actually time to take a break, guys. We're going to take a 5-minute break. We'll be right back at the top, 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Guys, get your popcorn. We're going to continue this thread. We need to get loud. We need to be proud. We need to be heard. Shady Groove, we'll see you in the next hour. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, In the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
The Brighteon store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code MGSHOW at checkout for additional savings.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There is only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Oh,
stated. If that's your best won't go.
It. We're not going to take it, Shady Groove. I mean, we've had it. And we've got breaking news as well, Shady. This is amazing. This is Kevin McCarthy. Wow, Shady Groove. Let me pull it up on the screen. Kevin McCarthy is going to invite President Donald J. Trump to speak on February 7th. Yeah. Here we go. Let me grab it.
Yeah.
This is good. Right here, this is Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, January 13th, today, Friday the 13th, on Flannel Friday. The Honorable Joseph R. Biden, President of the United States, the White House. Hello, dear Mr. President, the new year brings a new Congress, and with it, a responsibility to work towards an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and government that is accountable. The American people sent us to Washington to deliver a new direction for the country, to find common ground, to debate their priorities. In that spirit is my solemn obligation to invite you. It was not Trump, it's Biden, huh? To invite you to speak before a joint session of Congress on Tuesday, February 7th, 2023, so that you may fulfill your duty under Constitution to report on the State of the Union. Your remarks will inform our efforts to address priorities of the American people. Thank you. I look forward to your response. I was hoping that it was President Trump, but it's Biden.
Darn it. You got me there. You got me.
So February 7th, I just say, you know, it's Friday the 13th. It's not April Fool's, but I was trying to April Fool you.
Is it April already? That's exactly what I was thinking.
So there you go. February 7th, Tuesday, Biden is invited by the Speaker of the House to do a State of the Union. Wow, wouldn't that be awesome? Could you imagine that guy? Or are they going to do the 25th Amendment before then? I don't know, Shady Groove.
Well, you know, they may let him get to February, but by that time, there may be so many documents that are found that he doesn't have time to come up there. I mean, you know, they get classified information's everywhere all of a sudden.
Will he do it? You think he'll do it?
I think he'll probably do it.
You think he will?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's going to be interesting. Let's quickly just kind of go through this, too. This is October 2021. FC Barcelona star Sergio Aguero, 33, collapsed on the field due to chest pain and breathing issues, have since forced him to retire, Shady. This one right here, this is another one right here. This is December 2021. Manchester United defender Victor Lindelof, 28, struggled to breathe, pointed to his heart, and was taken off the field with apparent chest pain. Number 16 in November 2021, a Sheffield United midfielder, John Fleck, collapsed on the field and had to be rushed to the hospital. He received oxygen for nearly 10 minutes before being taken away in an air ambulance, Shady. I mean, this is what we're dealing with, guys. This is what we can't talk about. We need to talk about it. In number 17, Shady, in September 2021, University of Ottawa defensive lineman Francis Perron, 25, died shortly after a football game.
Wow.
November 2021, professional hockey player Boris Sadecki, 24, died after suffering a heart attack during a game in Austria. Damar Hamlin was one of the hundreds of athletes that collapsed on the field these last 2 years. Number 19, for every athlete who collapses on television, there are potentially thousands that are being harmed. We kind of brought that up too, right, Shady? I mean, could you imagine if the odds of being filmed collapsing? U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports that 3 million Americans have been disabled since January 2021. Look at this.
Wow. Look at that. Look at that stat.
Here's when the shots were given to you. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
This is a breathtaking record increase. Number 20, in March 2022, the world number two female golfer Nelly Korda, 23, was diagnosed with blood clots. Dowd Edward documents that more than 500 examples of athletes and public figures collapsing and dying in his book. Tragically, they are the tip of the iceberg. Number 21, Onnit CEO, on cause unknown, these are real people, not just numbers. Excess deaths are not some statistic alone. Every single point. Now let's listen.
Also, just to share that I started reading this book on a nice sunny day out at my farm in Lockhart, and I just broke down and just started bawling, and I get emotional thinking about it because it felt like I was looking at like a slow and disconnected version of 9/11, like. All of the faces that you have in here of the people who've died, and you have QR codes to every one of the articles, and you start to just see face after face after face of people who are full of life and who are no longer here, and then start to look at the statistics of, you know, a very plausible explanation of why that might be. And it's just absolutely fucking, it's devastating, man. It's like, it's really devastating. And, you know, we won't be able to hold the emotional gravity of this, but I just want to like establish like, yeah, we're going to be talking a lot of numbers and science, but one of the most powerful things about this is these are real people.
Real people.
These are not just numbers. Excess deaths are not some statistic alone. Every single point on that statistic is someone with a life and a history and a mother and a father and children. And friends and like and a song that they could sing that's only theirs to sing for the world. Like, it's fucking heavy, man.
Beep. It is heavy, Shady. Number 22, okay. We are living through the greatest experiment that has ever been performed in the history of medicine as it's being performed on human beings.
I don't even think I want to know.
This system is being put in place using lies, and it's being put in place using lies for some purpose, and I believe that purpose is complete totalitarian control. And I think the purpose of that is going to be mass depopulation.
Genocide. One of our problems here is the assumption that this is like every other vaccine right. we've ever seen, and it's not.
It's the greatest experiment that has ever been performed in the history of medicine, and it's being performed on human beings. It's just an incredible thought.
So all of this started to come together, and we started to get kind of a sick feeling in our stomachs that, wait a minute, this is science gone bad here. None of this is supposed to be happening. The CDC has never otherwise explained these stats, and they are so tightly related to the vaccine.
50% of healthcare providers are absolutely not getting this injection. We don't trust the data. The fox guarded the hen house. The companies did their own data. There were no independent observer groups.
You should disregard all announcements about case rates in your community. Because they're completely fraudulent.
The very inventor of the PCR test, Nobel Prize winner Kerry Mullis, said this test in itself is not a diagnosis.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody.
But they said we're being pressured in-house
to add COVID to the diagnostic list when we think it has nothing to do with the actual cause of death.
As a physician, I received an email last week from the Department of Health coaching me on how to fill out death certificates.
It's another level now of criminality.
There's a lot of other doctors who feel the same way. Well, they're too frightened to speak up. And as soon as that happens, a notification, and you're in front of the medical board.
Astonishing. Dr. Robert Malone is a vaccine expert. He is the inventor of mRNA technology. He's undergone systematic attack. His history is literally being erased online. These fact-checking groups, for example, factcheck.org, they're funded by an organization that holds over $1.8 billion of stock in a vaccine company.
Once I was censored, I feel like I've kind of gone into this other world, and now I'm surrounded by people that it's kind of normal to have their work talked about in a strange way.
Sent me there to cover the COVID treatments at that hospital. I just wasn't supposed to ask that question. The viewers are being deceived by a carefully crafted narrative.
They are trying to push a narrative that is not based on the decades of immunology.
Nobody's in the hospital. How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's
why. People have turned to Facebook to share their stories and experiences, with one group reaching almost 65,000 members. It was removed overnight for no apparent reason.
The victims of this vaccine, they're not being able to tell their story.
The censoring has been going on for well over a year. It's well documented. It's unequivocal.
TikTok is taking down all of my sound so that you guys can't hear my story.
The Great Barrington Declaration, authored and signed by three of the world's leading experts in epidemiology, infectious diseases, and vaccines.
We've got to the point where scientists such as yourselves need to kind of gather for secret meetings in houses to come out with declarations of dissent.
Are you of the same opinion?
I don't think I can answer that question.
Why not?
Anyone who speaks out against this line of policy is shut down. I basically have to be in line with the government line.
Do you want your physicians and scientists, their voices suppressed? We're polarized right now. We're polarized.
And threatened investigation and discipline for any physicians who express any of the negative aspects of any of these interventions, no matter what the evidence says.
That is great!
You're not the first doctor I've heard from. Maybe got unusual visits from the state or, you know, basically got a lot of pushback.
You have to realize the number of doctors and scientists who are saying no to all this outnumbers those who are saying yes.
And if this is the mountain, if this is the hill where I get nailed on, I will get nailed on it. I don't care. You can report me to the board, you can kill me, you can do whatever, but I'm not going to let Americans die.
75 years ago, Hermann Goering testified at the Nuremberg trials, and he was asked, how did you make the German people go along with all this? And he said, it's an easy thing. The only thing a government needs to make people into slaves is fear. You can do this in a Nazi regime, you can do it in a socialist regime, you can do it in a communist regime, you can do it in a monarchy and a democracy.
We, the Germans, are asking this question, how it happens in the 1930s. And a lot of people are now getting a sense how it happened.
We're held hostage to more and more mutations that can be used to manipulate us over and over again and take away our freedoms.
We've used these tactics in other countries to manipulate, divide and conquer. Now we're watching our own government, our own military use them against us. Men of our unit and our service believe that we're pointing our weapons in the wrong direction. This time now the tyranny is against us and our people, and we can't see it because it's on our home soil where it's never been before.
We need to start looking at ourselves as officers and thinking, is what I'm doing right? You don't get to just say, I'm following orders. And if that costs you your job, so be it. At least you'll be able to look at yourself in the mirror at night.
They start enforcing the communist state through the vaccine passport. Please, Australia, do not move to any goalpost. The second you do, they start to build the fascist state.
In Australia, people have had it too good for too long, and they see these communist countries, and they think, there's no way that could happen here.
We are the most locked down country in the world.
There's over 50,000 people in here!
Massive protests. You know, the media said it was only 3,500 people.
What we saw today were 3,500 very selfish bullheads.
The mainstream media has never, ever
ever going to be on our side because they are owned and controlled by the very people we are fighting against.
They've identified that area as being a really strong area. Strong men, strong morals, strong customs.
You are the toughest. You have the strongest family, community connections, religious connections. You guys are unbreakable. And they know that if they target and break you first, it makes it easier for them to break the rest of us.
Stand the fuck up. Don't be the reason why our future generations look back and think, where the heck were they?
This is the time. There is not going to be another time unless we shake this down.
Wow. Another amazing video put together, Shady Group.
Yep. Of all the people around the world, you know, it's not just America. It's around the world. What they have done is to everyone. We all have a common thread now. It doesn't matter what country you come from. We all have the common thread that they did this to you. And we all have that to link together and unite on to push back. Don't bow. Don't bend a knee. Don't move an inch on anything you know to be true. That's the way we win this. They want you to capitulate.
Civil disobedience becomes a sacred duty when the state becomes a lawless or corrupt, Shady Groove. Period.
That's exactly right. 100%, man. That's where we have to be. That's what we have to do. And that's what we're here for.
And that's why we get censored everywhere. But that's social media. What about your real life? Are you standing up and talking in your real life, or have you been beaten into submission because you wore a red hat saying, make America great. How terrible of you. Guys, it's time. Time is now. Whew. So this is even from the FDA panel member and NEJM editor-in-chief, Eric Rubin. Dr. Eric Rubin, moments before he voted to approve the Pfizer mRNA shots for children, quote, we're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes.
We're never going to learn about how safe the vaccine is unless we start giving it. That's just the way it goes. That's how we found out about rare complications of other vaccines, like the rotavirus vaccine. And I do think that we are going to, I do think we should vote to approve it.
MG Show never forgets the Second Amendment. I'll just tell you that right now, JP. That's why we've got that. So there it is, guys. That was Kane Koa the Great's thread. It's on Twitter. Kane, KaneKoa the Great. Kane Koa the Great, an amazing researcher and an amazing friend. Thank you, Kane Koa, for doing that, my friend. Much love to you. Shady Groove, that was rough. That's rough. But you know what? The truth hurts.
And it's not easy to swallow. You know, how many times have you guys in your life, being someone who's paying attention to the stuff, tried to share something with someone and then they feel like that you're attacking them when you're not really attacking them? You're just explaining to them that they're wrong, but they are so emotionally connected to what they think they can't change. They can't move. They're stuck in this corner. And, you know, we've been doing this for over 5 years now to try to wake people up and show people. And at all circumstances that have led us to here now doing what we're doing are only because of the people that decided to become awake at whatever point you made that choice. But you did make that choice. You know, recognize that you did at some point choose to not go along with the narrative. You at some point chose to say, wait a minute, there is another thought form here. There's another path that I can choose. And that is the path that we're on, right, Jeff? That's this path. This path to the truth. How do we get there together, united? That's why Q was saying so many times, they want you divided by race, by religion, by everything that they can think of. But what unites us is that they want us all gone.
Yeah.
We have to expose it.
And they lie to you. And because you don't do your own research, many can't because they work. I get it. But we have done so much great research that I'm going to play you something. And, you know, you think, let me just play it for you, Shady, and we'll discuss it.
wants these cities to fall apart. He wants crime to flourish. It's almost like he's an evil person in a Batman movie.
Our own will.
Okay, so it's George Soros only, Shady, right? It's only George Soros, right, Joe Rogan? How about it's all foreign and domestic billionaires via the Arabella advisors? Hans-Jörg Weiss, Omidar, Soros. Yes, he's in there. He's big. But guess what's bigger? Why are the Democrats always in lockstep? Because they're funded by foreign billionaires. And this is it, guys. If you guys don't know this by now, Shady Groove, mgshow.link/Arabella and learn, folks. We're just saying it's just George Soros. Are you give me a break, Shady?
It's the bloodline families. It's the globalists. It's the people that are gathered currently in Davos. It's your FBI director, Christopher Wray. It's Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia. Like, that's who is participating with this. They're going along with it. They're making you think that they're against it or they're making you think that they're somehow standing up for you. But these billionaires have been in control of your politicians for decades. Not just the politicians, but their wives, their families, their cousins. You know, look at the Bush family, for instance. It's not just one person.
Yeah, the Bush family are pay sewers. There you have it.
So is the Biden family.
Yeah, Robinette in Delaware, where the trust lives. Do you guys know that? If you don't, please go check out our research. We'd really appreciate it because we've been stymied and censored even by Rumble. Thank you, Rumble, for censoring us. We can't even get a check. People get unsubscribed from us. Thank you, Rumble.
Nobody gets a random email. Anybody out there getting random emails to come see a show on MG Show? Because other channels do.
No. Yeah, they don't. Oh, wow.
I kind of knew the answer to that, I think.
Yeah, you knew. Yeah, we all knew the answer to that. All right, so now that we got a little bit of Flannel Friday, we've got to include our president, Donald J. Trump. Schiff is a criminal. How Democrat Adam Schiff abuses power to demand Donald Trump be kicked off Twitter simply due to a personal vendetta. J.D.?
Yep.
Congratulations to Eric Trantif. Say that, Shady. Triantafialu for his election to the state party chairman of the great state of Ohio. He's from Cincinnati, a city I know very well. A special thank you to Bob Paduchik for his work at the state party for the last 2 years. Now, this is it, too. Don't worry, Joe. Joe's Corvette is safe, Shady.
Joe seems to think there's no place safer for documents. Next to his Corvette. You can put Joe's Corvette at the border and the migrants would just stop coming. Joe's Corvette, so safe. He can run the documents over and nothing would happen.
Sounds good. Try your brakes.
They're good.
We're sure whenever Joe takes the Corvette out for a spin, his automatic garage door locks shut. Because whenever you close your garage door, a leaf never dangles into the motion sensor and sends the garage door back up. That's never happened to anybody. But maybe Joe's not too worried. These docs are probably stored away in a highly secured safe, right? No. This is Joe's garage. Look, cardboard boxes just stacked right on top of each other back there, if you can see. Are the top secret docs on Ukraine in one of those boxes? Has Joe ever backed the Corvette into those boxes? It kind of looks like he has. And it's not just like anyone's walking around Joe's private residence, right? I mean, we're guessing this guy hanging out in Joe's backyard was probably heavily vetted. Is this guy a spy? Nah, can't be. There's no spies in Delaware. What's the likelihood that one of Joe's campaign staffers was a spy? Remember, Biden campaigned out of his little bunker. Staffers were in and out of this Delaware home Car-a-Lago. For over a year. How many people do you think just walked in there? I mean, over the last 6 years, how many? Hundreds? Did Joe ever have a garage sale? I mean, we know he's the poorest member of Congress. How else did he make his money? Garage sales and Chinese wires. An explanation to all of this. Luckily, the ladies of The View have one for us.
I've never seen a luckier person than Donald Trump. Just as we're this close to getting him,
but you know
somehow these documents appear.
But here's the thing: Biden is wrong to have done this. He was in office for 40 years.
Let's find out what this is first. Now, again, one of the things that gets me crazy is before we know, it's already been spun a specific way. If you missing classified information, I don't mean to laugh, but in my house, if stuff is missing. I know it's
missing.
Does
it feel like Oppo research to you? Does it feel like the Republicans are behind it?
It did originally.
Or did Joe Biden break the law?
Trump dumped the box of documents in Joe's garage. Really, they're blaming Trump for this. But Biden's using the same trick Crooked Hillary used. Remember, you have your personal lawyers sift through what's classified and what's not, and then just hand it over to the feds. Here are only the classified docs we have. Trust me. The other documents are totally about yoga and Hunter's wedding. The White House has been straight with the American people. They acted like the only documents Joe stuffed in his pockets were the ones at the Penn Biden Center. And now we find out that was a lie. He had them stuffed in a garage. They just didn't say anything. They just go out and tell you Joe's so surprised.
The president said Tuesday he was surprised to learn about the documents at the Penn Biden Center, that he didn't know what was in these documents. He didn't sort of repeat that this morning about the documents found at his residence. So was he also surprised to learn that they were classified documents at his residence? And does he know any information about
he was surprised that the documents were there. And that is also in line with what we shared.
Yeah, everything surprises Joe. Inflation, the Taliban taking over, no baby formula. Remember, Joe's not a mind reader. What happened in Joe's home and office is none of his business. Now, the FBI went to Joe's house to get the documents. I mean, they found the first batch of documents in November. And now we just heard they have another batch in his library next to the garage. One document in your library, but Joe says he has no idea what the documents say. Does anybody believe that? We sent a producer out to ask.
What kinds of things do you keep in your closet?
Supplies for when Armageddon comes.
Clothes and shoes and money.
I have my high school books from when history was history.
Vacuum cleaner, some cleaning equipment.
What do you think Joe Biden keeps in his closet?
That's a loaded question.
Lot of secrets.
His memory.
Documents that he shouldn't have.
It's just totally irresponsible.
Joe Biden was caught keeping classified documents from his vice presidency in a D.C. office closet. What do you think about that?
Wow.
He should be arrested, but I don't want him impeached. Because she's worse than him.
I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right?
That happened recently. Another president, and he got in trouble for that.
The witch hunt continues.
Biden says he had no idea he'd hidden the classified documents in the closet. Do you believe him?
No, I don't believe him. I think he knows.
That's not something you really forget, you know?
Let me tell you something. As delusional as that man is, he knew. He knew.
He's not fooling anybody. Why is it, do you think, that Democrats like Hillary and Biden, they can mishandle classified documents and they just kind of get away with it?
I don't think that's right on any part.
That's a really good question, is why are they above the law and not being held accountable?
Hillary got to burn with, Hillary should be in jail. Let's just like put it that way.
I have a feeling that by the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not? Tracking down Biden's staff now, who packed the boxes. Now, remember, some of these documents were moved twice. No one even knows where the documents lived in 2017 before they made it to the Penn Biden Center. Investigators have interviewed Biden's former executive assistant, Kathy Chung, who helped Joe pack up his bags in 2017. Now, the funny thing about Ms. Chung, when she was working for Joe, she was always emailing Hunter, sending him a list of phone numbers in 2015 of bigwigs like, you know, Pelosi, Crooked Hillary, Slick Willie, the husband. Why was Joe's Bill, White House
Jesse, why do I have to be
Hunter
here, Jesse?
All of these phone numbers.
You're talking to Hunter, Bill?
Asking Crooked where to buy bleach? Was he asking Slick Willie about escorts? Was he getting stock tips from Nance? I'm not sure it had anything to do with China or Ukraine, right? Or business opportunities.
Now with a name like Chung.
I guess Kathy Chung passed the background check because she did work for the White House, right? Anybody? No, I'm not going to go there. We know Hunter had access to Biden's garage, though.
My two sons, Beau's passed away, and my son, Hunter, they decided as a Christmas gift to have the engine rebuilt for me.
Plus, Hunter signed off on his gun permit, claiming he owned Joe's house. That's right, Hunter owned that garage. If Hunter was bringing strippers and crackheads into the Georgetown office, the big guy was supposed to share with their Chinese business partner, Mr. Dong, imagine the kind of people Hunter was bringing into Joe's house. Mom and dad are at the beach house. Hunter's throwing ragers with pros, foreign ones probably. Did he bring his little Fang Fang there, Jackie Bao? She was working for Joe's campaign, remember, doing some Oppo research? Did Hunter bring Patrick Ho to Joe's house? Hunter passes out on the couch and wakes up host stuffing classified docs down his pants like Sandy Burglar. Now, we don't know who visited Joe's property in Delaware. The White House won't release the visitor logs. Joe spent a lot of time at the presidency in Delaware. Basically, I don't know, a third, half. He's been in Delaware surrounded by boxes of classified docs with Chinese fingerprints probably all over them. How many contractors do you think? How many staff members have just been waltzing across Joe's garage? How many foreign guests has Joe had over in Delaware since he's been in office? Are we going to release the logs?
When will the White House release a log of visitors to the Wilmington House, where
again,
there is potentially unsecured, classified material?
Again, I am telling you, we did something that the last administration got rid of, which is instituting the White House logs. Did you ask the last administration why they got rid of the White House logs?
Well, that's a job for the special counsel to figure out, because today, Attorney General Merrick Garland made this announcement.
Earlier today, I signed an order appointing Robert Herr a special counsel for the matter I've just described. The document authorizes him to investigate whether any person or entity violated the law in connection with this matter.
Herr is a Christopher Wray assistant. He used to work for Wray. So the FBI has Joe Biden by the you-know-what. I mean, they can kill him, they can cover for him, or they can blackmail him. And Herr's made some political donations we want to make you aware of, most to moderate Republicans like John McCain and Larry Hogan. So now Trump and Biden have a special counsel investigating them. Trump and Biden. Garland and Ray get to pick the next president, basically. They can choose to indict Biden or Trump or both or one or the other. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. I thought we got to pick the president. I wonder how Kamala's reacting to all of this. She knows she's got nothing to hide. No one even lets her look at classified documents.
Wow. So that was a Donald J. Trump truth. That's why we played Jesse Waters on here. And boy, I tell you, that was actually a pretty good one. Car-a-Lago, Shady Groove. I love it.
Car-a-Lago. I was actually thinking there's a Frank Zappa song called Joe's Garage. We could jam at Joe's Garage. I think that iDrop Media needs to get that song and make a video to Joe in his Corvette and the documents in the garage. That'd be epic.
It would be. This is the next Donald J. Trump one. We're going down his Truth Social account, guys. The Unselect Committee refuses to show this clip.
I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard.
Make your voices heard, guys. Not break into the Capitol with FBI and Antifa.
That was already happening as he was standing there saying that.
That's true. And then look at this, guys. I just want to play this. Look at this one more time. This is Rando Anon right here. Donald J. Trump retruthed a Q post. I mean, I don't think you can make it much more clear than that, Shady Groove.
Nope. That seems to be a pretty good five by five right there.
Oh, well, he just reposted a picture with a Q and a where we go when we go on. The lapel pin, a Q lapel pin. Here. How about now?
About the drop that Q made the point about the precipice right as we're at the precipice. Big coincidence right there, I'm assuming.
This one didn't say precipice, but
okay. Oh, I thought that one did.
No, it says sometimes you can, I'll just read it. Sometimes you can tell the public the truth. You must show them. Only then will people find the will to change. It had to be this way. This is not another 4-year election. God wins. Q.
Mm. But the other one been, that said was worded like, well, that.
So this is it. Trump met with a man who praises Hitler and calls Jews termites. Just kidding. That was Obama.
Yeah.
Wow. So now it's really starting to come. I agree with Biden 100%. I agree with Biden on this 100%. So sad. He's retruthing himself from December 17th, saying our country is sick inside. Very much like a person dying of cancer. The crooked FBI, the so-called Department of Justice, and the intelligence, all parts of the Democratic Party and system, is the cancer. These weaponized thugs and tyrants must be dealt with. Our once great and beautiful country will die. Spies who lied.
That's an old meme.
Yeah. Eero right here. Eero truthed that as well. There you go. Spies who lie. Those are the intelligence agency that said that they, so the intelligence experts who falsely discredited Hunter Biden's laptop and still won't say I'm sorry. Here's another one. When the intelligence officers that signed the Hunter Biden laptop Russian disinformation letter, when are they going to jail? Here are the names of the 50. And we remember we read them all, Shady.
Yeah, we did right after they wrote that stupid letter.
Here's another one. I hope the courts are studying these horrible statements of hate. They are the real insurrectionists, not me, and not the patriots who protested a rigged election.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Wow.
You ever remember seeing any Trump supporters that were on TV filmed saying anything like that about Democrats? To get out, push back on them whenever you see them in public, to punch them in the face? All those people you just saw right there are protecting the institution they call democracy. And they know that they have power within that democracy. And they know that if we were to become a republic again, the power that they currently have would diminish exponentially into nothing. So we're talking to a very select group of people who aren't mincing any words whenever they talk to you. People think that they're just making statements. Oh, you're taking them out of context. It's not out of context at all. They mean every word of what you just saw them say right there, from Madonna to Johnny Depp to Kathy Griffin. They all think the same about you.
Mind control works, and they come from that MK Ultra genre and area, Hollywood, guys. And, you know, I'm telling you, you know, if this show today needs to be shared, I think that we have shown you a lot of truths here today on this show. Please share it, guys. I think this is a very important show that we've done, and we're going to continue going over Donald J. Trump's timeline here. Importantly, I've single-handedly shown the American public how crooked and corrupt our government is. Now we can fix it. Christy Noem, the best way to celebrate America's birthday is fireworks at Mount Rushmore today. The Biden administration rejected them again. And he said, but I made this incredible event happen, and I was there to celebrate with the great people of South Dakota and America. Ridiculous that it is no longer allowed. So great for the USA spirit. As president, it will soon happen again. I love Mount Rushmore, Shady.
Me too. The first time I got to go was when I was there. I'd never been there before. It's a really awesome place to be if you are an American and a patriot.
Here's a Washington Times article. Exclusive leader of GOP rebellion predicts they won't try to oust Speaker McCarthy. He goes, of course not. Kevin and Matt are working very well together. Two great guys, but get rid of China Mitch. I love her.
I love him.
This is Jim Jordan. If we'd focus on getting rid of the woke in our military, we'd have the money we need to make sure our troops get the pay raise they deserve. We'd have the weapon systems and training that needs to be done so that we're ready to deal with our adversaries around the planet.
True.
Wow. Former President Donald Trump is planning to accelerate his 2024 campaign for the White House with an event this month in South Carolina, an early primary state. Trump eyes South Carolina event in late January to jumpstart the campaign in this early primary state, Shady Groove. House panel formed to probe weaponization of FBI, DOJ, too important for partisan trivialities. Wow, Shady Groove. And that's it. We've got that all seated. It's ready. And then we're going to go back. This is the last one. Merrick Garland has to immediately end the special counsel investigation into anything related to me because I did everything right, and appoint a special counsel to investigate Joe Biden, who hates Biden as much as Jack Smith hates me. There you go. That's Donald J. Trump's recent truths on Truth Social.
Are you feeling it? Are you feeling the momentum increase? Are you feeling the loss of narrative start to seep into your friends and family yet? I'm not saying that they're all going to see this. We know that they're not all going to see this. But what we also know is that the people that you love in your life, that you care for, and the way that they treated you, we're not going to treat them like that. None of us are going to treat them like that. As a matter of fact, we're going to treat them completely differently as we come to this conversation. We're going to treat them with respect. We're going to share information with them. We're not going to talk to them like they're idiots. We're not going to talk to them like they're libtards or any of these other words that you could use, because those words slow down the ability to red pill. Those words slow down the ability for people to take in the information. And being a good steward of what the Q movement is, or what the truth is directly relevant to that process of helping people. We are supposed, you know, whenever I was a kid, you wouldn't see someone getting hurt in the middle of the street. You wouldn't see a woman getting beat up by a man in a city street. He would get destroyed in like 20 seconds, maybe less. Now look at what you're seeing. Why are so many people deciding to stand down and deciding to not stand up for what is right? Because you've been ashamed into it. You've been shamed into a corner. You've been told that you're not good enough. You've been told that no one cares about you. So therefore, you, in turn, we end up not caring about one another. That's a big part of this process, Jeff, that we've got to fix and correct. And that's part of the reason the MG show shows you the stuff that we show you every day, because we want you to get a full picture of understanding of what it is that's going on and how to interface with it in a way to bring more voices to the conversation. We're not just wanting to talk to you. We're wanting to talk to more people so that more people can ask more questions. And the more questions that you get, the further along this process gets right along with it.
Bless the teach. Rick, how are you today? We love you, brother. And long time no been on the show. Let's check it out. We'll come on real soon. We've got a lot of information. Bless the Teach says this, $20 Rumble rent, and I saw that you did another one. I don't know the amount, but Rick, thank you very much. And he says this, Shady, he goes, I love how blunt Jeff and Shady are and how they do not shy away from truth. Not even Flynn intimidates them to stop talking truth about Q. You know, we did the statement on that video. We felt that, you know, a lot of people are running up going, oh, JFK Jr. is alive and all this other stuff and maybe false decodes. And I might understand why he says that. We are not going to stop talking about Q. We reported on it in real time on our show. Q was dropping, folks. And thank you, Rick, for that compliment. If they admit Q is real, they have to admit all of our research is real. And that is a problem for them. Big time.
It is. And that, big shout out to Blessed to Teach. I love Rick. Rick has been in this game for a long time now as well, and doing great work out there and ministering to people, bringing people to not just the deep state information, but bringing people back to Christ, bringing people back to understanding more about things that they were, you know, that the religion is, you know, another area where people are very, very confused. And interestingly enough, the truth movement, from my vantage point, has brought a lot of people back to God and to become interested in God and to become to recognize that they are a part of, you know, creation, and you are a piece of the Creator, and you do have a say, and what you do and say is very relevant, and it matters, guys. It matters. Yeah. The truth matters.
Wow. And Rick says, Blessed to Teach says, I won't stop talking about it either. You give us all courage. God bless you, Rick. And thank you. We love your show, and we love going behind the scenes with your beautiful Patriots there as well. So thank you guys very much. Give Blessed to Teach a follow. Make sure you watch his show. Support him as well. Another great, you know, truth teller. I mean, you know, we're all trying to find the truth. Do we have some information on there that may or may not be true because, you know, we're just learning and presenting theories? Yes. Do we have people on the show that may or may not be good ultimately? Maybe. But you know what? We have to learn together. This is about you. This isn't about, you know, listening and just believing what Shady and Matrix say or Blessed to Teach or anybody else. Because there's people out there that may not be so good, but actually talk some truth. But you have to use your discernment to figure that truth out. The truth is learned by you. It's never told by anyone. God bless you, Rick. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, this is what we do every day right here, Monday through Friday. We do, Shady, do you have a Q Lounge Live coming up on Sunday? Is it going to be live, or are we doing, what are we doing?
We're doing a replay on Sunday called The Thankful American, where I dug into a very large history of the country and who we were, you know, who we were whenever, even whenever I was a kid. I go back and I really tried to put your mind in the right perspective to understand that, hey, America's not perfect. Nobody's trying to sit around and say that America is perfect, but we have a lot to be thankful for. And you should be. You should rise. You should wake up every morning being a thankful American, and then work from there. Can we make it better? Why, yes, we can. But we have to understand that we have something to make better before we can begin that for our individual self.
Yeah, and I want to answer Sue HRS. Flynn has been on this show. We were his first live interview after his pardon right here on the MG show, not NBC. Not CNN, not anywhere else, not Fox. Here on this show was his first live interview, and we've had him on 4, 5, 6 times after that, and he's a friend of the show, and we love General Flynn. Anyway, Shady Groove, you know, so he said Flynn did not come on your show. He did come on our show many times. Thank you for that. I just want to correct the record.
Why would someone say that?
Well, because they don't know, maybe, and that's okay. Truth is learned.
Okay.
Never told. Yeah, so we got another we're not gonna have enough time right here. Twitter Files supplemental is out, Shady Groove. There's a supplemental that dropped just before the show. It's rather long. This is the Threadreader app, but we'll give you kind of an idea as to what it is. Matt Tabibi has a Twitter Files supplemental, more Adam Schiff ban requests and deamplification, they call it. Staff of House Democrat Adam Schiff wrote to Twitter quite often asking that tweets be taken down. This is important use of taxpayer resources involved, and ask about Peter Douche. Parody photo of Joe Biden. The DNC made the same request. This is Sloppy Joe is trending. I wonder if it's because of this. You can tell it's a deep fake because Jill Biden isn't covering for him. Remember this? Remember this? Oh my God, it's so good. I mean, you can't make a meme and you guys can't understand it. So that is Biden soon, Dems, this is fine. This is Stacey Cardiel, deep fake tweet question. And all these people are on it right there. And the real issue was Donald Trump retweeted the Biden pic. To its credit, Twitter refused to remove it, with Trust and Safety Chief Yoel Roth saying it had obvious humorous intent, and any reasonable observer, apparently not a Schiff staffer, could see that it was doctored. Shady. Schiff staffer Jeff Lowenstein didn't give up, claiming there was a slippery slope of concern here. Now, remember, Q pointed us to deep fake maybe around that time that this happened. We've got to go look at that, Shady, but very interesting. Twitter also refused requests for bans of content about Schiff and his staff, e.g. complete suppression of any and all search results about Mr. Misko and other committee staffers. Twitter said this would not be conceivable. Even when Twitter did suspend an account, that didn't mean they didn't act. Schiff's office repeatedly complained about QAnon-related activity. Ha-ha, you think? Ooh. Often tweets about other matters like identity of Ukraine whistleblower or the Steele dossier. Remember Eric Ciaramella? We couldn't say that. Remember our tweets got banned and or shunned for that? Wow, Shady.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be good. Yeah, I can see where he's going with this already. I mean,
at the time, didn't ban QAnon, but de-amplified such accounts about a batch of tweets that included the above. Twitter exec wrote, "We can internally confirm that a number of accounts flagged, probably ours, yours, are already included in this de-amplification. I felt that de-amplification. What was the date? October 2020? I felt it before that. Schiff's office had a concern about de-amplification, though it might make it harder for law enforcement to track the offending tweeters. We appreciate it greatly. We are curious on whether de-amplification implemented by Twitter's enforcement team, we appreciate greatly, could impede the ability of law enforcement to search Twitter for potential threats about Misko and other HPCI staff." Anyways, Shady, there's more, but we got to get out of here. That was it. We covered it. Wow. But Shady, I want to point to you, and you said it earlier today, things are getting better, folks. We are on offense. Do you feel the momentum? I know we don't. We wanted it 5 years ago. You wanted it 5 years ago. We all did. But we are now 2023. Pain coming for the Democrats. House people, Shady, are going to be able to do investigations and show the American public where the fake news can't deny it anymore. What do you think?
I think that what you just read there is an indication of what's to come, what we're getting ready to see that Mr. Taibbi and others put out on Twitter about what was going on behind the scenes. But if just real quick, for the people that weren't here for Q, if you weren't here for the Q drops and stuff like that, what you don't see is what happened. And that was whenever Q would post an Adam Schiff post, all of us would go to that post and say, Q sent us, and make this big long thread underneath their silly little post and start sharing memes and all these other different things. It would happen over and over and over again. It was a way that Q was targeting them. It was a way. Now you're seeing the bait, right? The bait for who the Q people were, what Adam Schiff was doing. There's a lot more to this, ladies and gentlemen. We're just getting started. This guy was triggered on another level, and you helped do it. Pat yourselves on the back and have a great weekend.
And it's getting better. 2023 is getting better. God bless you all. We'll see you Monday and Sunday for the Q Lounge Live at 8 p.m. Eastern right here, rumble.com/MG Show. It's getting better, everyone. Let's do this. God bless you all.
Couldn't say
But I know it's getting better every day. Let's go. Mikey Mirano, what's up, brother? www.mg.show. Boom.